It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. The Texans, Tarleton State, and not Houston, remain atop the FCS Top 25 this week.
Ooh, yeah!
Tarleton State University probably is not the first sports team in Texas that you think of when you hear the nickname Texans. The NFL's Houston Texans, which began play in 2002, were not the first athletics team in the state to adopt that moniker, though. However, it is the 6-0 college football Texans which lead the SwampSwamiSports.com FCS Small College Top 25 for the second consecutive week. Where is Tarleton State? Tarleton State is in Stephenville, Texas. Well, where is that? Well, the city and the school are 70 miles to the southwest of Fort Worth via U.S. Highway 377. And like many Texas public universities, this school's enrollment has been quickly growing as more and more people move into the region. Tarleton State was founded all the way back in 1887 after a generous gift from, okay, you guessed it, Mr. John Tarleton. And the college would later become part of the Texas A&M University system. There are now more than 20,000 students enrolled at Tarleton State University. The Agricultural Institution's yearbook is aptly named the Grass Burr. That's correct. Back in 1916, for rather painfully obvious reasons.
Go!
The original men's athletics teams were given the nickname Plowboys by Coach W.J. Wisdom. He was the school's first head coach for football and basketball beginning back in 1924. And Coach Wisdom's Plowboys actually held a national record with 84 consecutive wins between the years 1934 and 1938. But then the year 1961 rolled around and saw Tarleton State become a four-year university. So the school decided it was time to update the athletics team's nickname. About time, I'd say. So the men became the Tarleton Texans. And the women's athletics teams morphed into the Texans, like T-E-X-A-N-N-S, from 1961 until 2019, but at that point, the ladies opted to become the Texans as well. Tarleton State competed in the NCAA's Division II for several decades, but the Texans moved into the FCS division only in 2024, and now are in their second season as a member of the United Athletic Conference. Tarleton State is averaging nearly 47.5 points per game in football this season, and that's the fourth highest in all of the FCS this fall. This year's 6-0 start has featured a victory over the now 3-3 FBS Army at 30-27. The strength of that win has lifted Tarleton into the top position in this week's SwampSwamiSports.com ranking.
Excellent.
Looking for a potential great game of the week in the FCS? Check out 5-1 UT Rio Grande against 5-1 Lamar. We'll remain in the state of Texas for a moment and take a look at what could be a potential FCS playoff elimination game this Saturday afternoon. The surprising 5-1 Lamar University Cardinals, number 12 this week in my rankings, are going to host the upstart Southland Conference UT Rio Grande Vaqueros, who are also 5-1 and ranked number 9 this week. This game will be played in Beaumont, Texas, Saturday at 3 p.m. and be seen on ESPN Plus if you're paying for that service. Lamar's football fortunes fell on hard times after its last appearance in the FCS playoffs back in 2018. The Cardinals subsequently went 4-8, 2-4 during the COVID-shortened 2020 season, then 2-9 and 1-10 in 2022, and that's when the former head coach Blaine Morgan was fired. New head football coach Peter Rossomondo has invigorated Lamar's football program recently by posting a 6-5 record in 2023 and then improving to 7-5 last season. But this year's 5-1 Cardinals suffered a rather large blowout loss in their opening game by rising FBS star North Texas, who's now 5-1, by the way. After that loss, Lamar has rolled off 5 straight wins against the FCS-level opponents. The Cardinals are 2-0 in the Southland Conference at this point and tied for the top with Southeastern Louisiana and Stephen F. Austin. Both of those teams have a 4-2 overall record. UT Rio Grande's only loss this season came on the road 3 weeks ago in a 45-31 track meet at Southeastern Louisiana in Hammond. Those two teams combined for more than 1,000 yards in total offense in that game. Lamar University's football stats, though, are a little bit misleading. The Cardinals have scored 143 points in six games, and they've also given up 143 on defense. But how could they be 5-1? Well, if you exclude the Cardinals' opening game loss at North Texas, it was by a 51-0 margin. Lamar is averaging 29 points a game on offense and allowing a meager 18 points per game defensively against their five FCS foes. So Saturday afternoon's game in Beaumont, Texas is going to be a dandy. Here's one other we'll keep an eye on. Will 5-2 Sacred Heart find a way to upset the 6-0 Montana Grizzlies on Saturday? Another top FCS game this weekend will feature FCS independent team Sacred Heart, the Pioneers, who are 5-2 and my number 22 ranked team this week, traveling all the way across country to play the team with one of the best home field advantages in the country. The Big Sky Conference Montana Grizzlies are 6-0 this year and ranked number 6 this week in my poll, and historically win an astonishing 89% of their home games when played in Missoula. The team's 25,000-seat stadium is filled to capacity every time they play, with very enthusiastic and, yes, noisy fans. Interestingly, Sacred Heart plays their home games in a very cozy 3,300-seat stadium in Fairfield, Connecticut, near Bridgeport. The intimidation factor for the homestanding Grizz is very much like LSU's extremely noisy Tiger Stadium when it comes to visiting teams. The home field advantage for Montana could make for a very difficult road trip this weekend for Sacred Heart. That game will kick off at 2 p.m. Central Time Saturday afternoon and available to see on ESPN+. And now, let's take a look at this week's SwampSwamiSports.com FCS Top 25 Teams for the week ending Saturday, October 11, 2025. Welcome in at number 25 this week, the Southeast Louisiana Lions from the Southland Conference. They're 4-2 and our top 4-2 team of the week. At number 24 at 5-2, it's the North Carolina Central Eagles from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, the MEAC. Number 23 this week from the United Athletic Conference, the West Georgia Wolves. As we mentioned earlier, at number 22, the Sacred Heart Pioneers are 5-2, and they'll travel to 6-0 Montana on Saturday at 2 p.m. Number 21 this week from the Patriot Conference at 5-2, the Lafayette Leopards. At number 20, from the Coastal Athletic Association, the Rhode Island Rams. Our number 19 team of the week, out of the Big Sky Conference, it's the Montana State Bobcats. And now let's move into the one-loss teams. At number 18 from the Ivy League at 3-1, it's the Dartmouth Big Green. That's their nickname. Number 17, also from the Ivy League, the Brown Bears. And number 16, the Penn Quakers at 3-1. Now our 5-1 teams, beginning at number 15, the Dayton Flyers. At number 14 from the Big Sky Conference, it's UC Davis. The Aggies are 5-1. Out of the Southern Conference, the Mercer Bears come in at number 13 this week. Our number 12 team of the week from the Southland Conference, the Lamar Cardinals. Also at 5-1 from the Southwestern Athletic Conference, the Jackson State Tigers. Number 10 this week from the Coastal Athletic Association, the Monmouth Hawks. And our top 5-1 team of the week at number 9 this week, the UT Rio Grande Vaqueros from the Southland Conference. There are 8 undefeated teams left in our survey, so let's get started. At number 8, out of the Ivy League at 4-0, it's the Harvard Crimson. Now the 6-0 teams. At number 7 this week from the Ohio Valley Big South, it's the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles. Number 6 this week from the Big Sky Conference, the Montana Grizzlies will host 5-2 Sacred Heart on Saturday afternoon. Number 5 this week, from the Pioneer Football League, it's the Presbyterian Blue Hose. That's right. They've won at 4-2 Furman earlier this year. Number 4 this week, the defending national champions from the Missouri Valley Conference, the North Dakota State Bison. Number 3 for the week from the Missouri Valley, the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. And our two 7-0 teams, from the Patriot League at 7-0, it's the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. And our top team again this week, at number 1 from the United Athletic Conference at 7-0, it's the Tarleton State Texans. They are the only team in this group who has beaten an FBS team, and they took care of Army 30-27 earlier this season.